Welcome yourself home once again. My name is Fern Olivia. I am the founder of Thyroid Yoga and your guide for this beautiful yin restorative gentle practice to come back home into your body through your awareness and through your breath. Thank you for taking the time to return home to yourself today. If you enjoy this practice, you can find me at thyroid.yoga or on Instagram at Fern Olivia. I'd love to meet you in Costa Rica for a personal retreat where we can practice together in paradise. I also offer classes online. If any of this calls to you, after you finish this class, send me a message. I'd love to get to know you more and understand your goals, your intentions, and your desires for living an inspired, happy, healthy, and peaceful life. It is your birthright. Now let's get started. It would be most helpful if you have a pillow, a bolster, or some blocks for your practice today. We will start seated in a comfortable position, supported by any pillows or bolsters or blocks that elevate your seat so you can sit tall and confident. Let's begin. And beginning to deeply breathe through your entire body, bringing that breath up from the earth into your chest, into the crown of your head. And as you exhale, let that breath settle and soften down from the crown of your head into the earth. And notice here if there's any places in your body where your breath could move more freely. Maybe that's around your belly, your heart, your throat. And sending that breath there on the inhalation, bringing so much gratitude into your breath. Gratitude for having this time, this space for yourself today. And sending love and gratitude to every cell of your body. And relax the space between every finger, letting your fingers open, your palms open on your knees, your thighs. And take a moment to drop your shoulders down. Down and back, visualizing that your love has their hand behind your back in between your shoulder blades, and you can just gently lean slightly back to feel the support. You can feel that love from the universe, from source, letting your head slightly drop back, feeling that support holding your head. Take another deep breath in, filling all the way up. And then a deep sigh of your breath out. Letting everything go. And take a moment here to now start making very nice neck circles, bringing your head all the way around. Just making space around the neck. Slow with those circles. So here, the more conscious you move with those circles, the more you might notice that there's a spot that perhaps may need a little bit more attention, a And then when you find that spot, dropping the ear towards the shoulder and then just rocking your body a little forward and back, like you're rocking a small baby in your arms. And what you're doing here is relaxing your adrenals and telling your nervous system that it's okay, it's safe to release that tension, whatever you were carrying on your shoulders. Moving slowly and consciously with your breath, taking all the time you need. Making sure you're moving your head in both directions. And noticing where your breath is traveling here. Sighing your breath out at any moment to release your mind, dropping into your body, good, into your heart. There we go, nice sighs here. And then what you'll do is find your way into a child's pose, walking your hands forward, and bringing your knees as wide as the mat. And here you can take a pillow or you can take two blocks, one under your chest, one under your forehead. So in this yin position in child's pose with your knees wide, walking your hands forward, bringing your torso down. So you'll start on your hands and knees and then you'll drop your seat towards your heels and letting your forehead relax. And then totally let your arms relax, let your shoulders soften. And notice if there's any space behind your shoulders that you can breathe more deeply into. And perhaps if you are looking for more receptivity, if you'd like to have the universe fill your cup with some sort of manifestation, then you can turn your palms face up to symbolize that you are ready to receive, whether that is a blessing, an abundance, gift, a surprise, a miracle. And feel that blessing come right into your open palms. And now take a moment as you breathe to draw your attention to your left sit bone and your right shoulder and feel energetically that diagonal spread apart. And as you do that, you may sigh your breath out to feel the space around your back release. And then the right sit bone to the left shoulder and energetically feel that diagonal spread apart. And then we'll keep making those diagonals as you breathe. So when you're in these yin poses, you actually are slightly, very subtly moving. You might notice your shoulder drops down away from your ear. When you think about the diagonal from your left shoulder blade to your right ear, right shoulder blade to left ear, energetically those spaces start to create more ability for flow. And then the back of the head, you can pay attention to the suboccipital on the left side correlating to the right shoulder. And the opposite suboccipital to the opposite shoulder. And then bringing your subtle awareness to these places in these yin poses, you really start to move out of the mind and more into the body. Any moment when you're here and you notice a thought or something drifting away, you can let out a sigh to symbolize to your body that you are moving into a deeper state of freedom and bliss. And perhaps it feels good here to roll your forehead from side to side. If it's on a block or on the earth and you have harder surface there, it may feel good to roll your forehead from side to side, especially if you have any thoughts in your mind. You can use the earth or the support of a block as an eraser, a tool to slowly, like really, really consciously move out anything from your mind that's lingering from the day. Consciously release your jaw, moving your tongue away from the roof of your mouth, and feel your lips slightly part. And at the same time, your neck will relax more, your shoulders will relax more. And in this forward fold, use this invitation to breathe more into your adrenals, into your kidneys and your low back. These are your waters in Chinese medicine. So here, this is where we hold waters, and this is where you can actually release and let the flow happen. When you're ready, you can slowly start to come up to sit. And then come on to all fours on your hands and knees. With your palms under your shoulders and your knees hip distance apart. Good. And then press your palms completely onto the earth for a moment. Untuck your toes so the tops of your toes are on the earth, and really plug in all of the toenails as if you're plugging your phone into the wall and making sure you really get a good charge overnight. And then spread out all of your fingers here and start to rotate your hips in big circles all the way around. So as you slowly move here, you're lubricating your hip joints and sending more energy into these spaces in your low body to let the water move. So bringing your hips around in circles, and they can be small or you can make really big circles, bringing your torso forward and around, or you can make subtle circles, paying attention to the very subtle small movements. And as you do this, moving your head, your neck, your shoulders, if you'd like to increase that yin, that feminine energy around your body, telling your body that it is safe to flow and find more surrender into the subtle movements of life. Notice if there's any places around this clock, you're traveling around a visualization of a clock. If there's any places around this clock that it feels perhaps a little bit more, like there could be more freedom from movement, then in those places, send your intention to bring more flow, more freedom. Notice if it's on the left side or the right side. And then now start to move forward and back. So just vertically forward where your shoulders move past your hands and then back towards your heels. Inhaling forward, exhaling back. Stimulates your digestion. Making sure a conscious deep breath here. And then now we'll begin to sit back onto the heels and swing your legs around for a forward fold. And make sure you have your pillow. So you're going to sit with your legs out in front of you. And first starting to bend your knees just slightly so you can get as much weight back in your back body as you can, so removing any flesh away from your sit bones, and then straighten your legs almost all the way, but just so you can hold on to your toes or your ankles. And then you'll spring your feet together, so your legs are together and your feet are together. So bringing your inner thighs together, your knees together, your feet together, and then inhale, reach your arms all the way up and take a beautiful stretch. Inhale, inhale, feel the abundance, love, the miracles in your hands. Really stretch and lengthen the torso first. Take three little more sips of breath. And then start to fold forward over your legs, bringing your torso forward, 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 and then down, taking perhaps a pillow under your chest or some blocks to bring the earth towards you as you find more length in the spine. Breathe into the back of your neck. We'll be here for a bit, so make sure that you have support that you need. And keeping those feet flexed, bring your inner thighs together, your heels together. And then breathing into your back body, letting your entire back body soften. Breathe into your kidneys, into your adrenals. notice how your jaw feels, or there's any clenching in the jaw, any tension, letting go. Take another full breath in, lengthen your spine, come up just a couple centimeters with your chest, just a little bit, just very subtle. And then exhale, folding down, lowering your torso. So you just came up a couple centimeters to lengthen your spine and then fold forward again a little bit deeper. And then slowly, when you're ready, scroll your spine up one vertebrae at a time. Little by little, coming up to sit. And now you're going to bend your right knee, open up the thigh so the sole of the right foot presses into the left upper inner thigh. And flexing your left foot, inhale, reach your arms up again, V for victory, bringing in all the abundance into your field, into your life, all the blessings, all the miracles, yeah, feel it in. Take three little sips of air. Building up all that energy in your lungs. Now twist, bringing your torso over your extended leg as you reach forward and down. Over your extended leg, the leg that's straight, and then folding all the way over. And as you release, press the back of that knee to the earth at the same time the left knee that's bent is pressing out on a diagonal to the left. So you're feeling the polarity of the right sole of the foot and the left knee. And every time you inhale, feel the crown of your head lengthen forward. Every time you exhale, as you stay there, you just feel the crown of your head moving towards your foot. And as you exhale, your low back releases. So it's a static pose, though there's very subtle movements here that you feel like in every breath, in every moment, you notice that body is getting more and more fluid inside. Things start to move, your body finds more peace. And since this is a twist, you're squeezing out those digestive organs, giving them some more space to breathe. Finding that fluidity with your breath. Gentle movement. Yes, beautiful. Take one more inhale and exhale there. And then softening that breath. When you're ready, we'll come up and switch sides. So then the right knee bends out to the side, sole of the right foot in the upper inner left thigh. Right leg extends long. And then as you inhale, reach your arms all the way up, stretching your arms around and up, building a beautiful aura of light around you. And then exhale, twist over the extended leg. Pressing the back of the knee down to the earth, flexing the foot, heel presses away from you. And then very subtly, as you inhale, feel the crown of your head lengthen towards your foot. Exhale, your torso relaxes a little bit more. So with every breath, you consciously think about your body softening, releasing, surrendering into this yin space. Conscious breath, very subtle movement. So in these poses, your body starts to surrender and feel more easeful just by the presence of your breath. And at any moment, you can take a nice sigh, feeling your shoulders melt, back of your body finding more space. Thank you. since this is a twist, moving that energy to find more flow in your digestive organs. Lengthening the space around your lungs, greater capacity for your breath to move harmoniously through you. Take one more deep inhale and exhale in the forward fold. And just letting your body surrender a little bit more. Pressing the opposite heel away from that bent knee. Feeling that diagonal of energy opening, giving more space. Good. And then very slowly you'll come all the way up. And bring the soles of both feet together as you butterfly your knees out to the side, further away from your body, so giving you lots of space here. So with your feet butterflied out to the side, holding on to the feet, interlocking your fingers around your toes and just feeling this lengthening in the spine, arching the spine, lifting through the throat first. Take a beautiful deep breath in. And as you exhale, bringing the torso forward and then down, perhaps resting the torso or your head on a block, or perhaps it rests all the way down onto your feet. You can take a stack of blocks or a pillow. And if you'd like, you can stay here in the forward fold. Or you can undulate the spine, meaning a spinal flexion. So inhale, the chest moves forward and up. Exhale, round the spine, bringing the nose towards your navel center. And it's up to you whether you move and have a dynamic experience here, or today, whether this feels good for you to rest your forehead down. And here, relaxing your breath, moving to the cadence of your breath, if you're moving or if you're still. Seeing if you can extend the duration of your inhale and the duration of your exhale. And slowly begin to slow that movement down, slowing down to bring your feet further away from you as you rest your head down, just feeling a different stretch in the inner thighs with your feet a little further away from you. Relaxing your shoulders, maybe reaching your arms further in front of you. Breathing into your adrenals, into your back body. And feel energetically the space between your ears and your suboccipitals behind your head soften and relax as the weight of your head drifts down towards the earth. Breathing space into your pelvis and your hips. And then slowly coming up. Good. And come again into a child's pose. And this time, this child's pose will be knees together. In child's pose, you'll be on your hands and knees to start. And then you press back to sit onto your heels. And in this one, your knees are together, big toes together. Bringing your arms back behind you, reaching your palms face up back behind you. So your arms reach back, palms face up on the earth. So your arms are relaxed on the earth, your knees are together, the tops of your feet are down. And then bring your nose towards your knees. And this will help elongate the back of the neck, the back of the throat, the back of the thyroid. and also will help elongate the space behind your ears and the suboccipitals, so releasing and creating more space between these places. And breathing space in between each finger. And let's consciously bring your breath, travel your breath up to your upper spine, the space right in between the shoulder blades, and travel that breath there. Really feel that someone you love has their hand right on your upper back, and you're breathing into that open palm. You're feeling that support and that sigh of relief on the exhale. Start to come back onto your hands and knees for a lunge. So traveling your arms forward, your hands forward, first to press up onto all fours, straightening your arms, tucking your toes, bringing your palms under your shoulders, your knees under your hips, and then lunge and step the right foot forward in between your hands. So bending the knee and stepping it forward. Walk your right foot a little bit out to the right, just a little bit out to the right, so you have more space for your hips and your inner thighs. Good. And then in this lunge, bring your torso up so it's right over your hips. So bringing your upper body right up so your upper body stands tall and you reach your arms up. So your knees bent. Slightly press your knee out to the right side, just a little bit. And that makes space for your inner thighs and your hips. And now take opposite elbows, holding on to opposite elbows to make more space for your torso and your lungs. And if that's not available for you today, you can also interlock your hands behind your head and press your thumbs into your suboccipital ridge, leaning your head back into your hands. And with your head pressing into your hands or taking opposite elbows, breathe into your lungs so deeply to fill this space up with potential, with possibility, with miracles. Now consciously make sure that the right knee is right over the ankle, not past it. So you have a 90 degree angle there. And make sure that you have space between your right inner hip crease and your torso. So you're pulling yourself up and lengthening your upper body. There we go. Breathing into the back of the head and the neck. Relaxing your jaw. Slightly pressing your knee out to the right a little bit more as you breathe in and lift your head, lift your torso a little bit more as you surrender. Lean back. Now exhale, release your hands to the earth inside your right foot. So your palms press on the earth inside your right foot. Walk your right foot over to the right a little bit more. Come onto the outer edge, the pinky foot edge of your right foot. And then slide your left knee back quite a bit. So you're not right on top of the knee. Slide the left knee back a little bit on the earth. And now press your right palm into your inner right knee so you have space in the inner thigh of the right leg. You can also start to lean your weight forward and back, exactly. Lifting up through the chest, keeping the chest open, making sure you're taking deep breath. Pressing that right hand in the right inner thigh or right knee on the pinky edge of your right foot. And then leaning your torso up and opening through your chest to find more breath in your lungs. And you can match your cadence of your breath with a slight movement forward and back, opening and lubricating in the hips and the pelvis. And if it's hard in the knee area on the left side, if it's too hard on the floor, you can take a pillow or a blanket under that left knee if the floor surface is too much on the knee. But if you slide the knee back enough, it should be just right. And now let's bring that right foot back to center and straighten the right leg, flexing the right foot so the toes point up. And so with that half split pose there, with your right heel digging into the ground, walk your fingertips forward and let the upper body completely relax. Let your head melt down. Breathe into the back of the head. And then what you'll start to do is bend the front knee, inhale and look forward. Bring your upper body forward as you bend the front knee and look forward, lifting through the chest and the head. And then exhale, straighten the leg, flexing the foot, leaning the head back. So you're moving that energy forward and back, lubricating the hip and feeling that movement behind the right. Moving forward and back, little by little. Perhaps staying up onto the fingertips to have more space in the chest and the back. Noticing your breath here, so finding a soft inhale-exhale rhythm. Noticing where you can create more space in your legs, in your hips, in your heart with your breath. And on the next cycle, once you've finished, you can come back to hands and knees. And then we'll lunge the left foot forward when you're ready. So recalibrating on hands and knees for a moment, you can remove any blanket you had underneath you for a moment. And once you're on your hands and knees, make sure your palms are under your shoulders, knees are hip distance under your hips. Lunge the left foot forward when you're ready. Walk the left foot slightly out to the left so you have more space for your hips. And then keep your toes facing forward for the beginning part of the sequence. Reach your arms all the way up and spread your wings, reaching around and up. Take a beautiful deep breath in, and then either take opposite elbows behind your head, opening your sternum. And if you're taking opposite elbows, just switch which hand is connected to each elbow. So getting another opening here. Or if reaching your elbows is too much for your shoulders right now, you can interlock your palms behind your head. Press your thumbs into the cranial ridge. That's really supportive for the head and the neck. And then lean your head back into your hands. Keep driving that left knee forward at the same time as you're lifting your torso up. And visualize here that there is a golden cord on your heart connecting you to what you are manifesting, what you're desiring, what miracles you're bringing in, and feel your heart receptive and open, available to all of those blessings. Lift your torso one more time and another deep breath in. Lean back just a little more. It's a leaning up and back. And then exhale, release your arms. Press your palms right inside your left foot and walk your left foot out to the left. Come onto the pinky side edge of the left foot to open that hip a little bit more. So coming onto the pinky side of that foot. Turning the toes outward to the left, taking your left palm into your left knee or inner thigh, pressing that knee out to the side, and then leaning up and open to the left, shining that chest open towards the sky, and finding more space in your lungs. Feeling here a movement of energy through the inner thighs, through the hips. Maybe a slight movement forward and back with your torso, your hips, to move that energy through your lower body. And then bring both palms inside your left foot. Turn the toes to face forward once again. slide the right knee back behind you, maybe taking a pillow or blanket to support. And then leaning forward and back. Inhale as you come forward, spreading through the collarbones. Exhale as you lean back, flexing the foot. Finding this polarity between moving forward into your future and softening into the memories. The exhale is the softening, the surrender. The inhale is the receptivity into the miracles, the blessings. The more we can inhale and meet those blessings, the more we find that flow comes so naturally. The exhale is the softening into the flow. Coming up onto fingertips, we'll create more space around your shoulders, around your torso. Maybe walking your fingertips forward a little bit more to see how that feels in your upper back. Making sure that you're creating so much space through your breath. And then when you're ready, coming back onto hands and knees, sitting back into a child's pose again to neutralize your spine before we come onto your back. In your child's pose, knees are nice and wide this time. Hands are reaching forward and into a prayer, into a devotional offering with your palms together in a prayer, joining the left side, which is feminine, the right, which is masculine, and then offering a prayer for this moment of something you are calling in, something you are asking to receive, and embody that with this breath. Feel it already in your field. Feel it already part of your life. Universe, thank Spirit for bringing that gift to you. And then as you breathe, visualize that feeling in your body right now of having that. And notice what your life would be like in that moment. And how would things be different? How would you feel more relaxed, more relieved? Just notice if you can breathe that sense of relief into all of your cells, into your tissues, into your organs, into your nervous system, into your digestive system, into your endocrine system, so everything starts to recalibrate at that frequency. Everything begins to harmonize at that frequency, that vitality of the ease and flow. And realizing that manifestation is already there. The how doesn't matter. It's already there. And then keeping your eyes closed, sweetly come onto your back. Onto your back body. Making sure you have plenty of room around you for your arms and your legs to move. On your back, you'll bring your knees into your chest with one hand, one palm on each knee. Starting to inhale, bring your knees towards your chest. Exhale, press your knees away from you. And as you do this, you are massaging your adrenals, your kidneys, telling your nervous system it is safe to surrender, it is safe to soften. With one hand on each knee, your fingers are relaxed. One hand on the left knee, one hand on the right knee. And you're inhaling, bringing both knees towards you, and exhale, pressing both knees away from you. And notice how this gives yourself a massage. Your arms straighten as you press your knees away. As your knees come towards you, your elbows bend. Notice how this also relaxes the back of the head. It's stimulating your vagus nerve, which tells your parasympathetic nervous system to relax deeper. And then bringing both knees in towards your chest, giving yourself a magnificent hug, the best you've given yourself all day. Then extend the left leg in front of you on the earth. Take your right knee across for a twist over to the right side. And then reach either both arms out into a big T or place your palms anywhere on your body that feels good. Breathing into your lungs, letting your shoulders relax. Noticing here the rise and fall of your breath. Feeling spaciousness around your low back, around your upper back, around your heart. And then we'll switch sides when you're ready, bringing that knee into center. And taking a sweet twist to the other side. Every time you exhale, you soften a little more. Your upper body completely surrenders into the embrace of Mother Earth underneath you. Your jaw relaxes, your tongue moves away from the roof of your mouth. Space between your eyebrows relaxes. You feel a massage of your digestive organs and a receptivity around your heart. Breathing fully into the golden gates of your heart. Take a big breath in. Exhale, softly surrender into the heart space, Anahata Chakra. And when you're ready, slowly come center. We'll take a happy baby pose, bending both knees in towards your chest. And then taking your arms in between your knees, in between your inner thighs, so from the midline. And then holding underneath your calves to hold your ankles or your shins. So underneath your calves, you weave your arms so your forearms are underneath your calves. And then holding on to the ankles or the shins, flexing the feet. And then if you'd like to, you can release one leg into a lengthened stretch, holding on the back of the thigh. Relax your shoulders. The back of your shoulders are on the earth. There's spaciousness around your upper back. So holding on your legs where you feel like your upper body is just very loose and soft. And you can extend one leg and then the other, or both legs, feeling the stretch behind your legs out to the side, letting your arms catch on wherever your legs feel most easeful to hold. Feeling playful, relaxed. And then slowly, when you're ready, releasing your knees into your chest one more time, one more hug. And then bring your feet to the earth and let your knees butterfly open out to the sides. If your pillow is nearby, you can lift your upper back and place your pillow underneath your shoulder blades, either horizontally or vertically, however you'd like to feel a deeper opening around your heart, around your chest, to relax your shoulders. And you can butterfly your knees open, and since we'll be here for several minutes, you can place blocks under your knees if they're nearby you. And at any moment, you can extend your legs all the way out if you feel that that's more comfortable for you. Allow your hands to rest on the altar of your heart or on your belly. or your hips, wherever you feel called. And here, visualize your breath moving in and out like an ocean wave. Every time you inhale, that breath brings the ocean wave up your body from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, cleansing your cells and nourishing your body with pristine energy, pure light. And exhaling that breath from the crown of your head all the way down your body, taking what you no longer need back into the ocean. So your body feels more receptive to the miracles and the blessings that are happening as you relax, as you rest, as you receive. Keep this deep, conscious, connected breath. Inhale, the breath travels up the body as the ocean wave washes over you. And exhale, that wave goes over your body into the ocean, caressing every cell, tissue, and organ with pristine health and clarity as you receive your highest vibration, as you receive the miracles that are right here as you rest. Connected breath through your energy field, through your aura, raising your vibration into the energy of miracles, into these blessings you are calling in. Visualize this light around you getting brighter and brighter as you breathe. And ever so slowly begin to stretch your arms and your legs, reaching your legs out long, pointing through your toes, stretching your arms up over your head, feeling this long, radiant line of energy, you between heaven and earth, powerful creator that you are, bringing this light into your heart as you roll over onto one side in a fetal position, a little seed planting the seed, this blessing, into the earth, bringing your hands on your heart, or feeling a prayer, whichever you feel most called to right now, to thank yourself for taking the time to practice in a yin space, in a receptive space today. And ask your body in this moment, how can I honor you? How can I support you? How can I celebrate you as we move forward in this life? And take a moment to listen.